It's the Two Yanks v Brits Soccer Show.
Hello. Once again, it's Monday Night Live from the Old Ship British Pub and Restaurant. From the main ballroom, it's the Two Yanks v Brits Soccer Show.
Hey, woo! Wow.
Does this make it Monday Night Football?
Yeah, make it bigger.
This is Monday Night Football.
Oh, man, we got a lot of people. Hey, we got the spirit of a lot of people here. These Liverpool fans, they're out of hand. It is Monday night. The threat of the dart throwers caused us to be moved. They're not here tonight, but we were moved from the podcast cubby.
It's nice out here.
It's spacious.
The grand ballroom.
It is. It's the grand ballroom. You notice that?
And Derek can stretch out a little bit.
Yeah, he's stretching out here.
I'd rather be in the cubby or the closet.
Right. Craig brought his ballroom gown.
Yeah, absolutely.
We got to prepare everybody. It's a Liverpool night.
That's right.
Yeah. Five Liverpool fans.
All Liverpool panel.
Yes.
I do want to reach out and recognize our sponsors as always. Our number one sponsor, kind of anchor sponsor, if you will, is the Old Ship British Pub and Restaurant. And this, well, they've asked us to summarize. Brit Week starts on April 23rd on Saturday. The St. George Day Bangers and MASH is 25% off. And they have classic rock band from 8:30 to 11:30 here at the Santa Ana Ship.
And then the 24th, there's going to be a car show from 12 to 3 at the Santa Ana Ship right here. And
right
then
here
karaoke, Eric. Oh,
karaoke.
Karaoke, 8 to 11 right here at the ship.
I don't sing.
Yeah, I know.
But that doesn't stop you from doing karaoke.
It doesn't stop
when
you from singing.
Yeah.
There we go. Do you think they have a karaoke for
Take your shoes off and just hum.
And then Monday, a week from now, when we'll be here. I think we'll have a show next week. We'll have to discuss that. We have Pie Mondays, 25% off.
And today,
pies,
too.
All
today.
Day.
And today.
Today,
too. Yeah, it's Pie Monday, so I'm going to get a, when we're done here, a steak and kidney pie. Steak.
Oh, nice.
Well, maybe
I might
not
try
steak
that.
And
I don't think I've had one of those.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
And then Tuesday the 26th, there's Fish and Chip Tuesdays, 25% off fish and chips. Okay. Yeah?
Wow.
You like that? They got them great.
Good
great
fish
and
chips
here. Buy a Samuel Smith beer and get one free Sam Smith t-shirt or glass.
But Coach, wow. You got to get those fish and chips before 5 p.m., though. Notice that.
It's worth it, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is.
Those are the best fish and chips I've had. Wednesday, lots of things going on. We have curry and pint night. $20 curry plus a pint included in that. Guinness girls visit.
Oh, boy.
The Guinness girls. They're hotties.
Craig doesn't like girls.
Keep the Guinness Nitro glass 6:30 to 8:30. Now that's at the Fullerton Ship. So
yeah,
having a function.
Yeah, but that's that's the Nitro. That's the one that's like at 6%, right?
Now, do you know what a Subutio is?
Subutio. Do you know what it is?
Subutio. Okay, Subutio is a game.
Yeah,
soccer game. Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
So Subutio on Wednesday. Wednesday the 27th. England versus Italy, 7 p.m. here at the.
You know what? That's something we should attend. So Subutio is these little soccer players on these half like balls, right? And so you put it in and you flick them and they hit the it was huge in England and you can
guess they have like the Italian champion coming for this.
Oh, you're kidding me. Subutio was so big in the UK, wasn't it? Way back when. It's been going, what, 40, 50 years?
As long as I've been alive.
Thursday, Benny Chadwick acoustic classic rock to present between 8 and 11 right here at the ship, the Santa Ana ship. Guinness girls are here. You can keep the Guinness Nitro glass.
And the Guinness hotties are in 410 on Wednesday and back here in Santa Ana on Thursday, right?
Yeah.
And you can keep the Guinness glass depending on where you're at. You can go both places.
And they're officially the Guinness hotties.
If you go to both places, you're stocking.
I always keep the glasses.
You know what? I went somewhere and they had the
Now you have permission, Derek.
Big
now
star.
You have permission.
Right, that's right. And on Friday the 29th, the Shagwells British Invasion, 8 p.m. to 11 at here at the Santa Ana Ship.
And you're leaving the last one out. Saturday, April 30th at the Fullerton Ship, the 23rd anniversary, cake and toast. Cake and toast? No. The Brit's shaking his head.
Cake
at 5 p.m., 60s night at the Santa Ana Ship, Britain's finest Beatles tribute band at 8:30.
Oh, the way
fancy
there.
Dress prize.
They're here, right?
60 not, inspired.
It's
at Fullerton. Right? Yeah, you got to pay attention to which is here and which is in Fullerton.
Yeah, yeah, no, because there's no way the Fullerton one could have the Beatles band.
No,
on
they
here.
Don't have. They're not set
you
up for
know,
that.
You know what?
I thought the Beatles had broken up.
Yeah, so did I.
Yeah, a couple of
do you realize here's a little bit of trivia. Fresno this week, Paul McCartney sang Hard Day's Night for the first time since 1963.
Wow.
I was born in 63. Wow. That's the last time he sang it.
That gives me chills up the spine of my neck.
Yeah, I know.
I left high school
in 64. Let's get to the fucking football.
Well, that's it. So that's our first sponsor.
Yeah. Derek Christopher Lloyd has nothing on you.
So Brit Week is big happenings here for both Santa Ana and Fort Lauderdale. And, of course, our other two sponsors are the Security National Mortgage Corporation. Been around for 22 years in 42 states and they have all your loan solutions you could wish. And then also, of course, our marketing sponsor, our co-strategic 321. Our co-strategic partner is Swagger Club CA.
Yes.
Those are our sponsors. We
now,
love our sponsors.
Now that we're halfway through the show.
Coach, so open us up with some nuggets of wisdom.
Oh, my gosh. Liverpool game during the week was brilliant. It was amazing.
My God,
Liverpool over Dortmund, the best comeback ever. I went back and watched the highlights from the 2005 Istanbul Milan game. Nothing compared to this.
Yeah,
that comeback was amazing.
This is, you know what, they reckon this is one of the greatest games in the history of European football. Never mind that it was a Europa Cup game. But don't you think the Europa guys are going, wow.
Oh, they must.
We've had
it.
Liverpool play Man United, which is huge. Well, not only that, we then get them to play against Dortmund, which are one of the best teams in the world. And they kill it right at the end. The fans are there. Everything is just.
Now, their next opponent is Villarreal.
Villarreal, right? Yeah.
Have they won it the last 2 years?
No, oh. Sevilla won it the last 2 years. But here's the thing. They look, I mean, I hate this, but they showed you like the percentage or the favourite. Liverpool is 73% favourite to win this trophy. Wow. Now, I know that's a bit of a case, but wow, they've jumped
Well, no, they were second favourite after Dortmund.
Oh, Liverpool?
Liverpool were second favourite after Dortmund, and obviously the winner would become favourite.
But I'd like to mention on the show here that we have some Tottenham fans that swore if Liverpool beat Dortmund that they would wear a Arsenal shirt. So
yes.
We're
next
waiting
time
for them to come in and to
wear
that shirt.
Well, I was going back and forth during the week on Twitter with Greg. He's in Thailand. Yeah. And he's going to buy like a $2 Arsenal shirt.
but he's aware.
You know what?
He knows.
One of those mythical games that makes these guys become Liverpool fans, because this is what it's like. I grew up with this. Liverpool would turn on these games that they're not supposed to do it, and they come on and they do it, and they destroy the
with
team.
With 2 minutes left in stoppage time?
Yeah.
Oh,
but
my
you know
God.
What?
That was amazing. I mean, they kept showing that in slow motion
it's
over
the
and
same
over.
Players,
that look in Lovren's face.
It's the same players when the season started with
yes.
Brendan Rodgers.
Yes.
And just how Klopp turned it around.
Yep.
They believe again.
Yeah,
well,
of course.
Well, not just that. Lovren is unbelievable. And
yeah,
Lovren. Sturridge is looking different.
Right. But here's what he does. He figured out the Europa Cup, because every time everyone plays in the Europa League, they get beat on the Sunday. What does he do? He changes the whole team. And guess what? They all look like champions. Who's this Ojo that tore the defense apart?
We were all
you know what I mean? It's like, oh my gosh, tore Stoke's defense apart. And I'm like, who the hell is he? These guys now have been infused with, you know, with Klopp's way of thinking. And I'm shocked that Klopp celebrated so much the destruction of Dortmund. I was quite shocked that he was so fucking animated that he would
beat. But he's like that anyway, though.
I think
they're used to that. I don't think there's any bad
that
feelings.
That just shows you where his heart is, though. I mean, he'd give everything for Dortmund. I think he's okay to celebrate for Liverpool.
But I'd like to go back a little bit of history of why Dortmund sing You'll Never Walk Alone and why Liverpool sing You'll Never Walk Alone. You'll Never Walk Alone is from the movie Carousel, was from the 50s.
1945.
Rodgers and Hammerstein, right? But what happened was Jerry and the Pacemakers, a Liverpool band that sang Fairy Cross the Mersey.
Did Brendan Rodgers write that song?
Shush. So they decided
to come to karaoke night.
Okay,
here at
they decided to take that song, and they decided that was going to be a song. Well, Liverpool, obviously, because Jerry and the Pacemakers are a Liverpool band, Liverpool decided that's going to be our swan song. That's going to be our song that we sing at every game. So in 1966, there were two teams that came to Liverpool and played in friendlies. One was Dortmund, and the other one was Celtic. They both took back to their own grounds and said, we got to sing this song. But when I grew up, I remember every single team sang You'll Never Walk Alone.
Really?
Everton sang. I remember, because I used to go to Everton games too. They would sing it in a different format. They'd go, you never walk alone. So every single team really took on that song, because it was such a, you know,
But it only stuck with Liverpool.
Kind of like, but it stuck with Liverpool.
Was that Ole, Ole, Ole? Was it one of those things? Everybody sang that song?
Yeah.
It became like a soccer song? Yeah, but generic?
It was only in like the 70s and 80s that it was like boiled down to a Liverpool song. But it wasn't. It was a soccer song.
Can I add to that too?
Yeah.
Is after they went back, Dortmund went back, a German group called the Martins recorded that song. And they used to play that at Dortmund at the ground.
Yeah.
Oh, and wow. Then the crowd took it on as well as what it, that's why, because I always wondered, why do they sing it in
the
English?
Jerry and the Pacemakers have actually took that song three times to number one. Because, yes, they reintroduced that song in after the Bradford disaster. Yeah. They reintroduced it, and it got to number one. And I think, I'm not sure whether it was 89, but they reintroduced. So it's actually got to number one through Jerry and the Pacemakers. But because every time there's a disaster, if you remember when they had 9/11 here, Barbara Streisand got up, and what did she sing? You'll Never Walk Alone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She sang that song. You know, it's not just it's synonymous with Liverpool, but it really isn't. It's a world-famous song.
My mum has a pacemaker.
Your mom has a piece. Oh, Jerry.
your dad is named Jerry, is it?
No.
Oh, okay.
So,
that would have been amazing.
Unbelievable game. You saw it. We were here together.
Absolutely.
That
was
crazy.
Fantastic.
That was unbelievable.
I almost came down.
Well, you and I got here.
Two minutes left in the game.
I got
game,
here 10 minutes in the game, and it's 2-0.
Was the first 10 minutes.
I go, well, I'm going to get ready to go back to the office. And then you showed up. If I'd been here by myself and you hadn't shown up, I probably would have left.
Thank me.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Do you have a bromance?
You know, here's the thing, though.
Almost a personality.
Spandex Jim. Okay. How's that for personality, right, bud?
Hey, we're all Liverpool fans.
The two players that you think have been ridiculed, the two players that have been ridiculed and also been heroines and, you know, heroes, is Lovren and Sacco. Sacco fucking scored the third goal.
Oh, yeah.
Lovren come in and scored the fourth goal. And when, you know who I think demonstrates his love for Liverpool more than anyone is fucking Coutinho. We score, that guy, he doesn't care who scores. He goes fucking mental. I hope he never leaves Liverpool. And there's no reason for him to leave Liverpool now, because this has proven that we're one of the biggest teams in the world. We proved it this game. And everyone's talking about this game. This game is we talked about for years.
If you like him so much, you got to quit calling him Coutinho.
Coutinho, yeah.
I don't know if you noticed it, but a little point about that Sacco's goal. Him and Lovren were talking while the ball was on outside there.
Oh, yeah.
And then Lovren actually held back two players while Sacco ran around him.
He shielded him out.
I did know that. Yeah. Noticed that. It's like a basketball.
Yeah. It was like a pick and move.
He ran block for him. Yeah. Kind of legally, but he kind of shifted aside and they were grappling. And Lovren had two players, and the marker on Sacco was one of the players.
Right.
And he ran around him on the block. And then when he headed the ball, there was no one around him.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, that was definitely a design play, for sure.
But you know what? Let's go back to Europa League. They got to be going, wow.
Yeah.
We've had Man United v Liverpool, which was the biggest one on the planet at the day, right? You know, one of the two biggest clubs, never met in Europe, by the way, right? Two of the biggest clubs in the world.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They get rid of that one, and then they come up with one of the greatest games in history.
Well, the best thing he did was put that thing in where if you win it, you qualify for Champions League.
You know what?
They only did it a couple years ago, right?
I think this is it. You know what?
It's his first year, second year.
I actually have a little bit of history, and West Ham has the history of why we qualify for European Champions League with the Europa League. It actually goes back quite a ways as why that now that it's integrated into that. But you got to realize, if Man City get knocked out and Man United get fourth, but Man City win the Champions League and Everton win the and Liverpool win the Europa Cup, Man United get kicked out.
Wow.
So you figured that out. So does that mean only four teams from
five? No, five.
Five.
Okay. Yeah, five can go through. Yeah. But automatically, the Champion League guy will go through, because remember the Liverpool one? That was the one that changed it all, because Liverpool finished fifth and they said, no, we got to have them in, right?
Right.
So what it is the Champion League will always qualify to play because they've got to defend their trophy.
Right.
They have the right to defend the trophy. Well, they've introduced the Europa League finalist and winner to, if they win, they get automatically qualified. But there's no countries allowed more than five. So if Man United become fourth and Man City are fifth, right, and Man City win the Champions League.
Well, that's not
right. Yeah, and then Liverpool win the Europa League.
Oh.
They knock Man United on.
Yeah, that's a lot of if.
No, we want that if.
The biggest one is Man City winning that.
So whoever goes to the finals, automatic pick to champion.
No,
league.
Finals.
No,
wins
to win it.
Oh, only win. Only the winner goes up.
Well, who does Man City play this round in
they've
the
got
championship?
Real they've Madrid. Got Real Madrid.
Real Madrid.
Wow, okay.
That's the end of Man City.
That, yes, you're right.
No.
I don't know. Real Madrid's not.
Oh, yeah. No, Real Madrid's not that good. No, Real Madrid's not that. Everyone said that's the end of Barcelona, but is Alan going to win everything?
If Real Madrid win, I'll come in here next time we're in a Liverpool shirt.
That's a stretch. I thought he was going to say naked. That was like really bad.
Hey, get your mind out the gutter.
Yeah, where's your mind there, coach? Yeah. Oh, my heavens. For a millisecond, there's a picture of that. It's just disturbing.
Well,
well,
we got to recover from that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, let's talk. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, you made the comment about Liverpool being one of the biggest clubs in the world, which is true. But the chatter I heard today was that Liverpool are valued at $650 million now from $300 million when the Fenway bought them. Sheikh Mansour's half-brother, who's the president of United Arab Emirates, has lodged an offer for $700 million to buy Liverpool outright.
Oh, my gosh.
And if he buys them, he said cash is no object as far as building the team up.
Good night.
You know what? I don't mind that. I don't mind that. But you let's not forget that we had the Robbie Fowlers and the Michael Owens that were Liverpool born and bred. I don't want to forget that. I don't want to go the Man City route because look where Man City are now. Yeah, they probably may get to the final of the Champions League. They may win it. But everyone's like, well, they've come from money.
You sort of want to say like you want to earn it.
I want a combination of both. I want a great academy, and I want to buy the best players too. But I want to buy the best players. Is my thingy?
But Klopp's so good at buying like players that are.
But also,
Klopp doesn't like spending money.
You know what? I read a book once, and it was. I don't read many books.
You read a book?
He read a book.
It was the. Let me finish.
Did they have pictures?
It was a reporter. It was a reporter that went around England about because the Premiership was so big, right? And he said to this Newcastle fan, he said, "Well, I was going to support Newcastle, but I decided to support Portsmouth because they were in the FA Cup final. I think they won it, right?" So as the guy's leaving the train, the Newcastle fan put his head out the window and said, "Dude, by the way, it's not a choice. You can't choose." But what he did say was, of all the megadons, he called the top four megadons, and that was Arsenal, Man United, Chelsea, and Liverpool. Of all the megadons that are out there, he said, Liverpool has the biggest heart, and it's in the book, and that is true. That's why us are Liverpool fans. Well, me because I was born into it. You guys because and you were born into it. You guys because there's something mythical about them. There's something,
absolutely.
And that's what the guy said. Of all the megadons, Liverpool has the biggest heart.
Hmm. Yeah, and I was.
Well, can I add to that?
Sure.
What City have done? They have a really awesome academy now.
Yeah.
Tottenham do too as well.
Although West Ham have the best, and Southampton have the best.
Right. So if that money comes in, you're going to get really top-line players instead of the mid-range players, but you're going to get some awesome kids coming through the academy because the academy is going to be awesome.
They showed you that in the Northwest, which is, Merseyside. Merseyside produces more England players than any other county in Britain. It does. There's one in a 50,000 chance, and it's Merseyside.
But they don't have any, like, extravagant facilities or anything like that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they do. It's Liverpool and Everton. Liverpool, Everton,
I mean, you don't have big soccer field and stuff.
No,
do they? I guess I've always
no.
Said they
but
don't.
Here's the thing: they've got scousers who have heart and soul, okay. Just like
that's,
the fans
that's,
do.
That's the point I make.
That's the difference. Yeah. And you know what? I always look at Arsenal and go, you know what? Here's Arsenal, one of the biggest teams in the world, right? But when it comes to playing and their fans, they don't have it. They really, those fans are not as loud and boisterous and behind their team as Liverpool fans are.
Why is that?
Because it's, I don't know.
I think it's a big city team.
Is it just so
team.
Much going on?
And I think Chelsea's London? The same way, right, Craig?
So, yeah, you know what? But so,
both
so,
those teams
so
don't
you,
have
it,
crazy
here's
fans.
The thing. You answer me. Why is it Liverpool have a smaller fan? No, actually, they don't have a small fan base. They have a bigger fan base. But this, why is it Liverpool's fans stand out more than anybody else's? Anybody around the world. You could go to Barcelona and have 90,000, but even Cruyff said, going to Liverpool is where the fucking immense... Yeah. And the Arsenal player, the famous Arsenal player said, the greatest stadium I ever play at is Anfield because the fans are fucking nice.
Thierry Henry said that.
Why is that? So here's my thing. That's what Arsenal... And, you know, I used to like Arsenal until the guys that used to come on here. Why, of all the things, do they not ever get to the big leagues?
The best equivalent in London of a London team
West Ham.
That's
well,
what
you know
saying,
what? West Ham, and I've got this. They are the original, like, gangster hooligans. So, oh, like, yeah. They're the original OGs, right?
Oh, yeah.
When you went to West Ham, you were fucking scared.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Because
well,
you
we're
going to
talk about West Ham in a moment. Yeah. Let's change channels.
Or Millwall.
Let's talk about the race. Obviously, we had
tightened up
Leicester and West Ham,
Tottenham Hotspur,
and then Hotspur. Yeah, exactly. So, Derek, give us you saw the game. Give us a 4-0. Give us a summary, if you will. Tell us what happened there with Spurs today.
Spurs destroyed Stoke in the same way that Liverpool destroyed Stoke. But the fact is, Liverpool had their B team out and still beat Stoke. But they were from the off. They came out to win it. 4-0. It was they just annihilated Stoke. Okay, the question is, have they got enough games to catch Leicester? And given that Vardy's probably going to be out for 3 games,
yeah, they're gonna suspend him even more.
So, 3 games.
Yeah, he's only supposed to get one, but his attitude, he's going to get another 2.
Oh
so,
man!
Referee abuse. I personally still think Leicester have got enough.
Yes.
With only 4 games to go, and they've got Ochoa to come in place of Vardy. You've still got Mahrez.
Yeah.
You've still got Drinkwater. You've still got the whole team. If they replace him, he'll have to put a different tactic on it. But I still think there's not enough games for Spurs to overhaul them. And Spurs have got some difficult games too. So they necessarily aren't a given to win all the games.
Do we know who has a easier schedule?
Slightly easier for Spurs.
Slightly easier. That don't mean shit in the Premiership,
no,
does it?
And their last game is at Newcastle. Newcastle might have to win that to stay up.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they'll take to the field with fucking crowbars.
Yeah.
You know? There's no easy games.
Leicester has their last game. Or
Chelsea.
But you know what? You've got to give credit to Leicester is that, you know, they're down 1-1 and they were up 1-0 and they come 2-1 and they finally draw the game. That is like, yeah, that's
that was
like,
amazing.
You know, it's, you know.
But look at the refereeing in that game. That was very suspect.
No, it wasn't.
What do you mean it wasn't?
That was perfect refereeing. If you think it was getting out of control. So what did John Moss do? Vardy needed that yellow card. Well, not he didn't, but the game needed the yellow card to control it. Even though he didn't make contact, it was all persistent infringement. So you're going to get the yellow card drawn for that.
You know there's going to be a rule change next year? It's already been agreed that when you foul someone in the penalty area, it's not an automatic send-off. It's going to be a yellow card. It's because they're saying there's 3 things happening now. The player gets sent off with a red card. The team gets the penalty. And then they have to play with 10 men. So FIFA have already agreed on a rule change.
It's called denying the obvious goal-scoring opportunity.
Yeah.
So now that was all an automatic send-off. Now,
go fucking Eric.
Yeah.
So now
it's just going to be a yellow card.
It's just going to be a yellow card.
It's just a caution.
Or the discretion
even if you're the last
referee,
man.
Yeah.
Even
you're kidding
man.
Me.
Yeah.
You're
so if you're
in the penalty area.
So you got to remember, we lost our 5th European Cup to fucking Juventus because Phil Thompson fucking finished their Platini right at the end.
So if a guy is breakaway, he's going towards a goal, and you literally tackle him to stop the goal.
That's a yellow card.
That's a red card.
It should be a red card. There's a lot of things that go into it.
So it's a judgment call then.
Right, because there's a lot of things. Okay, where's the next defender at?
Right.
Okay, so if he's in the proximity, you're not going to get my red card because he can come right in and take him.
No, but in my example, it's clearly that the guy is going to score a goal.
If it's 1v1, it's a red.
It should stay a red.
The other change,
I think it should stay a red.
The other change is in the penalty area. They're saying that if you deny a goal scoring opportunity, it's not now an automatic red. It's a yellow or a caution based on the referee. But they're saying that you're punished 3 times. Players off, 10 men, and a penalty. The other change is that when a player is injured and he gets medical treatment on the field, he does not leave the field after he's treated.
Yeah, that's a pain in the ass. Then the guy's got to bring him back on. The referee's got to wait.
So the trainer comes out, tends to the goalie. The goalie doesn't have to leave. He gets to stay.
Yeah.
If the trainer comes out, tends to the goalie, let's say there's a collision with an attacker and the keeper.
The attacker has to leave.
The attacker can stay because the trainer came out to see that the keeper and the trainer.
Well, the injured party is the one that doesn't have to leave the field.
Right.
If they were fouled and they're injured, they don't have to leave the field.
Right.
But if the two players, if the guy who fouled him is injured as well, he has to go off.
Correct. Now,
still not as big as what they did a few years ago, which was the guy can't pass back to the goalie. I think that's one of the greatest things ever invented. You know, what year was that?
What happened to the goalkeeper only taking six steps? Now they fucking run
all
over the field.
Not only that, 6 steps in 7 seconds.
Yeah.
Six seconds.
Oh, 6 seconds? Oh, fuck
you. Now they can just run wherever.
I didn't even know there was a limitation on the number of steps they could take.
Yeah.
Once he picks it up,
he's limited to so many seconds and so many steps.
And also, my other pet hate while we're talking about it is anyone scores 3 goals in a game, all the commentators say it's a hat trick. When I was growing up, there had to be 3 consecutive goals to be a hat trick. If you scored 2, someone else scored, then you scored your 3rd goal. That was you scored 3 goals. You didn't get a hat trick.
Huh. I still stick with the hill. Where did the hat trick come from?
It's a hockey thing.
It's ice hockey.
Yeah, you throw the hats.
So it actually comes from American ice hockey, but no.
Or Canadian ice hockey.
Yeah, if you score 3 goals, that's a fucking hat
trick. No, I think
what are you going to make it? 2 plus 1? It's a brace plus one.
No, but
so
you've got it. Yeah, you had to score them consecutively to make them a hat trick.
Also, then what is it?
It was special. You scored three goals consecutively.
But what's it going to be if you don't? Cause it's going to be brace plus one? It's
3 goals.
No, it's a hat trick.
Nah.
That's not going to change. What's wrong? The old guys, what's wrong with the fucking Americans?
So, the two youngsters. Really quick, back to the Leicester-West Ham game. The refereeing.
Right.
He controlled the game. Vardy gets the first caution.
Okay.
Then his...
I agree with the dive. The dive was a good call.
That was... spot on.
Now the corner kick where they called the foul.
Perfect.
On who was it?
Was it Morgan?
I think it was Morgan.
Morgan.
I thought that was a bad call.
No, because the ball was in proximity
compared
to play.
To the stuff that goes on in there, that was.
But you're starting to see that more and more now.
And then they missed the one where they literally grabbed the guy. Yeah. That should have been a call.
That should have been. Because if you called that one, you should have called that one that they missed.
Yeah, the bump at the end.
But Andy Carroll?
Do you agree with the bump at the end being a call? You
did? Yes. Because
I thought
he was already in the box and Carroll came in.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Carroll wiped him out.
That was legit.
It doesn't matter where you're at in the box. That's what the penalty box is for.
I just thought it was kind of a soft.
But he took him out, though.
He wiped him out. Yeah, he goes. I mean, we heard.
You know what, guys? We need to start the Sabutio League. Yeah. You know.
I just read it like a referee said it was just a coming together. It should have been a foul. It wasn't. To me, it wasn't a coming together. Carroll came in, and because he was already on the ball, and then he just wiped him out. You know. Yep. So, I mean,
amazing. After that first, couple minutes when the game started, and they had that shot where it double posted, it hit one post, then it hit the other post.
I've tweeted,
this is a team of destiny.
Right. Yeah.
And then there it is at the end. I mean, 15 seconds, and they lose. And then they get that call, and then they tie. I mean, what was great about that game was
Leicester is going for league champion. West Ham's trying to come up to get in the Champions League.
Yeah.
You know, so it was a good game. It was brilliant.
Actually, if we win our game in hand, which I think is the Everton game, we go over West Ham.
That's right. Yeah, not far from them.
You know what? I think we need to rely on the Europa League to get us in the Champions League.
I think so too.
Yeah, that's the only way we're getting in the Champions League.
I mean,
it's
that'd be a tremendous season if they were to get into the Champions
League. People don't realize is that Man United have 42 trophies, we have 43. We are England's most successful, but because of the league, because it adds so many points. Having this Europa Cup, not only having the Europa League or the Europa Cup, it's the way we won it.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
Well, you haven't won it.
Yeah,
but also, it's got to change the fact that the Liverpool-Dortmund was better spectacle than any of the Champions League quarterfinals.
Well, the funny thing is they don't deny that. They've actually said it. You know, they've said this is one of the greatest games in the history of European football, right? And I've got 2 scarves coming in from it, so I'm going to have some history. But, at the end of the day, it's still a Europa League. And you know what? They thought having Man United Liverpool was going to put them on the map. Dortmund put them on the map too. So it just shows that this small little secondary, European League can create humongous interest.
I know, but it's...
By the way, there's two teams that have, in England, the record for the Europa Cup or European Cup, or UEFA Cup as it was called. Who were the two teams?
Liverpool won.
Yes.
And...
Villarreal.
No.
No, English teams. Oh, yeah, the record.
Is it Middlesbrough or Leeds?
It's Tottenham.
Oh.
Yeah.
Tottenham, three each. We got three each.
It's got a throw, though. The Champions League and the Europa League, you can't have them separate. They've got to do something about it because it's kind of stupid that they look on Europa as a second-class one, yet you game like Dortmund and Liverpool.
Well, you've got two of the biggest games and the best games that have played. But then that's just part of it, isn't it? That's like the League Cup and the FA Cup. You got the FA Cup, which is like the oldest trophy ever, but you got the League Cup that everyone doesn't really want to play in, but they want to win because that sets you on the you know, to go on to the league. These Europa League needs to stay where it's at. It's a great trophy, but you got to remember that the Europa League has combined a couple of other trophies that you don't realize in my history of West Ham.
Well, let's lead in then. Let's talk about that.
Okay.
Oh, no.
I want to get it really
quick.
Yes, I'm out, sir. Yeah.
My daughter's soccer coach. She's a Man U fan.
Yep.
And
that's not the guy with the mullet.
No. Oh. Kevin.
Kevin.
Kevin Elson. Yeah, Kevin. You know Kevin Elson. Yeah, he's one of my mates. Yeah.
And he was talking about if Man U wins, you know, gets up or whatever and wins games, they're keeping Van Gaal. They don't want to keep Van Gaal.
Yeah. Really? So no.
What does he think that Mourinho's coming in to take
No, over? He doesn't want Mourinho either.
He doesn't want Mourinho.
No.
What do you call doesn't want Mourinho? Ferguson. Ferguson doesn't believe he's the right character.
Ferguson doesn't want him. And
he doesn't want him.
He coached under him, right? Mourinho was one of his proteges.
Yeah, but he's not right for Man United. He's not right for the Premiership anymore.
I wouldn't be surprised to see Van Gaal there next year.
Yeah, so I wouldn't be surprised.
Do you think Ferguson has a lot of
absolutely.
A lot of influence
absolutely.
Yeah, he has to, huh?
I think Ferguson wants Van Gaal to stay another year and then leave it. Then he leaves his normal time after 3 years, but
he might not leave. He might, you know, he's going to win everything. Why might make him leave?
I don't know. There's just no sign.
You don't think he looks like a transvestite
team?
He just doesn't inspire that team.
He's not an idiot though.
He took the Dutch to the final, you know,
and he had
with De Jong should have been sent off in the first 10 minutes.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know? Well, so anyway, let's lead into the history.
Let's go and talk about.
So this is the section we do every week where we're now going to pick a team from not just the Premiership but any part of the league. We're going to give you a little bit of history of that team.
And we have to give you.
Got to let you know.
What are we going to call it?
I do not want to repeat it. It's not a question and answer.
So if you
give us a question, we still can't answer it.
It's a rhetorical question, which means you don't answer.
Okay. What are we going to call this segment? Is this where in the EPL
and
is correct?
I decided this week I would pick West Ham United. Okay. So here's a little snippet of the history of West Ham United. They were formed in 1895. They were the Thames Ironworks because it was a factory. Reformed in 1900 as West Ham United, right? Didn't join the league. This is the thing. They didn't join the actual league till 1919. They played in the Western Leagues and the Southern Leagues before that. Now, here's something I've heard this year that I've never heard before. I've always thought of West Ham being in Upton Park, right? No, it's called the Bowling Ground. Actually, if you pronounce it the correct way, you'll figure out the connection. It's Bowling Ground. And the reason it's the Bowling Ground is because they rented a particular part of the area that used to belong to Anne Boleyn.
I asked that a couple of weeks ago.
Did you?
And everybody said, did it have anything to do with Anne Boleyn? No, it has to do with bowling.
What's Anne Boleyn?
It's bowling. Spelled, but it's spelled B-O-L-Y-N.
No, it's spelled like bowling. But when you hear it on the news, they pronounce it Bowling Ground. Said, I've never fucking heard it.
I thought there was no questions allowed.
I was going to say.
Yeah. No,
except for the host.
I think that was a statement.
He's just breaking
in.
More of a statement.
That was a wish.
Yeah. What was they rented, right? Club had rented Green Street House, which was originally called Bowling Castle because Anne Boleyn owned the castle. She was Queen of England between 1533 and 1536. She was Henry VIII's second wife, right?
She lost her head over the job.
Well, wasn't that important.
Her head.
The first ever FA Cup final was in 1923, and it was between No, FA Cup final, sorry. FA Cup family final at Wembley, 1923, between Bolton and West Ham.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Right, and it's very famous because of a horse called Napoleon.
Napoleon?
The white horse, yes. What happened was everyone turned up, so they jumped the gates. So there was over 150,000 watching the game.
Wow.
So they brought in this big horse called Napoleon's white horse, and they made everyone move to the... Oh, you haven't seen it? You got to watch it on the TV. It's there. They made everyone move to the outskirts of the pitch. Yeah, no, not the field. The pitch. Something you have to see. It's been in history. It's been in English history or folklore for years. And Bolton won 2-0.
I wondered about that.
They are FA Cup winners three times.
The 64, Wanderers.
64, 75 and 1980.
Huh.
Here's where the Cup winners comes in. They've won the Euro Cup once and runners-up in 1970. They've won the European Cup Winners' Cup once and they've been runners-up one more time. The European Cup Winners' Cup is no longer.
What was that about?
The European Cup was one cup. If you won the FA Cup or the League Cup, you qualified for Europe, right?
Okay.
It founded.
Back in those
it
days,
was found.
There weren't that many teams, right?
There yeah, no, like it was fa- no. Actually, it was founded in 1960, but the last ever final was 1998-99 final. That and I think Chelsea are one of those. Liverpool have never won the Cup Winners' Cup because they every time they won the FA Cup, they always won the league or something else. So they qualify for the bigger. But that no longer exists, the Cup Winners' Cup. You Americans don't know anything about a Cup Winners' Cup. Everton have actually won the European Cup Winners' Cup.
The European Cup Winners' Cup.
It's Cup Winners' Cup. So everyone that played in the FA Cup. Now, if you realize Europa, you win a Europa, you win the FA. If you win the League Cup, you qualify for the Europa. Right? You qualify for Europa League.
Right.
So this is where they got rid of the Europa Cup Winners' Cup. And they integrated it with the secondary league.
Okay.
Their new stadium. Right? We'll be at the Olympic Stadium.
Right.
It's at the Queen Elizabeth Olympic Park. Right?
Who but owns this team?
It was contested. This is not a question and answer.
The best part is who
you
owns it.
You've got to remember, two teams contested West Ham getting the Olympic Stadium.
Them and Spurs, right?
Yeah. No, Spurs and Leighton Orient. Right? Which is another London team you don't know about.
Nope.
We do, coming from Britain. We know who Leighton Orients are. And like you say, London has a lot of teams that you don't realize.
Sure.
But I'd like to put it, combine them all together, they haven't won half of the European trophies Liverpool have.
He always comes up with that history lesson.
Okay. Cup Winners' Cup. They're hooligan elements.
Right. Oh, yeah. I got to talk about that.
They're called the Intercity Firm. Why are they called an Intercity Firm? Because they would take the train to every stadium, Intercity. So it was called Intercity Rail.
So they take the train, raise hell at every game.
I would have to say, though, growing up, West Ham were the OGs. They were the original gangsters. Yes.
Yeah.
And yet they played attractive soccer.
Oh, they've always played attractive soccer.
But they were gangsters.
Yeah, they were the gangsters.
The players weren't the
more,
fans,
actually,
right?
More than actually Millwall. West Ham were always the guys that you had to be wary of when you
played. Well, talking about the
East End
the
of
fans.
London, though, was the tough area.
Well,
wasn't
it's just like Liverpool, yeah. It's a rough
name. East End was tough, you know.
So,
well, Fredo was.
Here's another thing. West Ham never won the league.
Wow.
Never won a league title or the Premiership title. The closest they got was in 1985-86 when they finished third.
Wow. And their big rival is Millwall, right?
No, actually, I would imagine because their big rivals would actually be, Millwall, West Ham.
Why did you say yes? Yeah.
Millwall or Crystal Palace?
No, you know what?
Palace is their big rival?
Yeah.
They're south.
Their derby? But isn't their derby Millwall?
You mean their derby?
Well, no, that's...
Derby.
No, fuck off. Don't you say derby, it's derby.
He's just messing with it.
It's never been
you
derby.
You wear it on your head.
Only old guys say derby. Derby.
I didn't hear if you
brought
why
is it spelled with an E then?
Doesn't matter. It's how it's pronounced.
Why are they called the Hammers?
Because they're from the Ironwork.
Yeah.
They originally started as a foundry.
Is that why West Ham is because of the Ironworks? The name of the city?
No, West Ham is an area of London.
Right.
But they were originally called, let me go back to my notes.
Yeah, because you didn't bring
that's
it
all right.
Thames Ironworks.
Ironworks.
Is
they were called, they're not just called the Ironworks. They're called the Hammers and they're called something else.
Is there a place in London called Ham?
It's Hammersmith, but no Ham.
No Ham. Because I wondered why they're West Ham.
Right,
if there was not a Ham that they would be west of.
Is there an East Ham or
didn't
a
I tell you right at the beginning this wasn't a fucking question and answer?
That was a statement I made.
Right. We do this every time, and I love this episode.
And I keep bringing up the owner. Talk about the ownership of the.
Well,
of the
you know what? You're talking about the ownership, and all I know is the Atlantic guy, right? That owns them now or owned them
before.
Well,
no, there's two guys. One is David Gold.
Yeah, but
and the
okay,
other
wait,
is
wait,
David,
wait. Okay, don't show
Sullivan
your education on it now.
And those guys made all their money in the adult film, adult. Places theater industry.
Do you mean the porn 70s. Industry?
Not quite porn, soft porn.
What's wrong with the porn industry?
No, I'm just saying. I think that's interesting.
We know you're gay and proud, and you like the porn industry.
And then you know that, what's her name? Karen Brady is the general manager, and she's like the Trump and the Martha Stewart of England. And she made millions of dollars.
Is that in your notes?
And she was the one that recommended to these porn guys. I think originally
there's
they stayed in Portsmouth.
Here's the thing. There's so
turned
much
that club around,
okay.
And then they bought West Ham because those two guys were huge West Ham fans.
Yes, totally agree. But you can remember, we
get a C for this report. By
no,
the way,
no, no, fuck you. There's so much history.
That's like an A
there's
in the
so
report,
much
right?
History you want. There is tons of history. You just decided to pick the knowledge that you know.
Absolutely.
I just took the basics.
Right.
I'm taking the basics and
I
giving you
the
basics.
I always do the knowledge that I know.
Well, don't, you know what?
I don't know.
We don't need to go into fucking
there's
detail.
There's one thing that Craig knows well, it's basics.
That's yeah. True.
Yeah. We don't need to go into fucking detail.
The most important thing I heard was I read a book once.
That's it. It's the last time I fucking do it.
So next that's week. The end of the
no,
history.
Actually,
that's the end of the history.
That was
segment.
Good, Greg. Yeah, next week, the history's on you, you cunt.
That was good, Craig.
No, actually, that was very good. I really enjoyed this part, this section.
We and then you know what? And
wait,
we need,
what's next week's team?
What team do you want next week?
Middlesbrough.
No.
You know, that's
I
not
tell
a bad
you,
idea.
There is a, team,
idea.
There is a
like
team
that
I want to do, and I think we should do it later on because it's a second division team. But it's Derby County because they call it baseball.
You mean
ground.
Derby County?
Fuck you. I hate you.
Actually, Middlesbrough.
I'm hating everyone right now.
Because aren't they going to get promoted? Middlesbrough, they almost did last year.
So you want... Yeah, but who the fuck
boring?
Wants to know the history of Middlesbrough?
I don't know, man. I do. That's
well,
why
I
said
it. If you're a Middlesbroughonian, you'd want to know it.
Okay. Well, do they have... Like,
I know.
You know what?
They have porn people as their owners, too.
It's my part of the show, and I'm fucking... Choosing
hey, hey Craig, why don't you do choosing. What? Craig, why don't you do Everton?
Hey, you
we
do
did
West
Everton last week, hey, you fucker.
Hey, how about West Ham next week?
West Ham this week.
Are you going to read a second book at any point in your life?
You're fucking upsetting me. You guys are fucking pissing me off.
It's better than being pissed on.
It's your round.
Yeah,
you
it is.
It's your yeah. Round. You go fucking get it in. If you want me to stick it up, I actually think this. This, you know, I would like to open it up to question and answers. And
sure, oh yeah.
But that means you have to, you know what, I only have a certain amount of time when I go on the
I
web.
I know,
and go,
I'm just curious.
No,
it's
no,
fine.
No.
I'll give you
no,
time
but I told, no, no, no.
I appreciate you taking the time
I think it's
this.
Perfect. Yeah.
I think it's great.
But, you know, I have to go on and I go, there's so much detail in every club
oh, yeah.
that you could go into, who owns and who yep, they yep. did now, who the first player is. However, not Dixie Dean and what oh, have yeah. you.
Well, what's
you know,
great
but
about
it's like, where do you stop and just give the pertinent information?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I only want to give it this, that. That's why I say it's not a fucking question and answer.
I didn't know Anne Boleyn was in the porn industry.
Well, you know what? Here's the two things. The two things.
Central role.
You got the two things you take out of West Ham is Boleyn. I never heard Boleyn till
this year. I take
out
Boleyn. They're a bunch of thugs and gangsters, yeah. And they got porn.
No,
I mean,
well not just that.
More than that.
They didn't join the league till 1919. The league was formed in 1895.
What was it like seeing that, Greg?
Fuck you.
But see, what's great is like, there's England has like the football clubs that have so much history, and it's like
yeah,
you said, you
around
yeah, I know, but you can't give it all right now. It's
yeah,
like,
you,
but it's
you
like
got,
if, but if you want to give like history about on the MLS club, shit, you
yeah,
can
yeah.
give it all right now.
Yeah, yeah. Really.
It's like, but it's like, how much do I give? And there's like you say,
yeah,
it's just a brief history. There is so much more about West Ham. So I go on the 10 things that you never knew about West Ham, or the 10 things you never knew about Everton. And one of the big things about you didn't know about Everton was they played at Anfield. That yeah. was their first stadium. How many Americans know that Anfield was Everton's first stadium? No one. Yeah. Very few.
How many knew
that
how
Anfield
many
is
when
Liverpool
they pronounced
stadium.
The bowling
Americans.
Ground. When they pronounced the bowling ground, when you pronounce it Boleyn, it sounds totally different. But
sure.
They're pronouncing it on TV bowling ground.
Okay.
What the fuck's the bowling ground?
Now, this is not a question, because you're not allowed questions. I understand that. This is a statement. Where does the blow and bubbles come from?
That's for the... What a great question.
Does that have a question?
That's
that
a good question.
I'm for blowing bubbles.
That wasn't a question, though.
It wasn't a statement.
It was a statement.
Couldn't you ask that fucking last week? I'd have figured it out.
So you don't know where the bubbles came from?
No. I don't have that answer. But don't tell. Don't
bubbles.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Pretty bubbles.
If we get this show out there, which what we're trying to do, isn't that what they should be coming back? These people say, hey, you didn't mention why we sing Forever Blowing Bubbles. We already mentioned why Liverpool sing You Never Walk Alone. Well, right. Why did Everton sing Zed Cars? You know what Zed Cars is?
I have no idea.
Zed Cars, that's their song. You don't realize.
You know where that came from?
It's Zed Cars. Yes, Zed Cars is Kirby. Zed Cars was a police show in the 1970s, right? And it has this particular line, and it's like, how does it go?
Din, 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 din. I'm forever blowing bubbles.
Fuck off. Zed Cars, you soft cunt. So each one, but you couldn't go into detail as why Everton do Zed Cars.
Zed Cars, okay.
But Zed
Cars.
What the Zed Cars were, was the cops were getting beaten up so much in the street that they put them into little cars. And they were actually Ford Anglers. They were compact
But they
cars.
Were designed.
Oh, little tiny
and,
cars.
And they were called Zed Cars.
And because the back window came down like, too. So what they had radio and they had them in the cars. They could get around and reinforce each other. Because back in the days in Kirby, they were getting fucking hung from lampposts. The cops were getting killed.
Wow.
You know, beaten up. It had
That's it. I am giving up on the history section of our little podcast.
Oh, no, don't do that.
But it creates. Who do we pick for next week?
Don't be a bitter bear.
Middlesbrough.
Middlesbrough.
No, sure. Fuck off, Middlesbrough. That's boring.
Okay.
Well, you tell us then.
Okay. Let's do Leicester.
Yeah.
Leicester. I will do Leicester. That's
and you see, after the game, he's got his fucking helicopter on the soccer pitch.
Oh, you believe that?
He leaves,
I thought that was cool.
And then he fucking flies back to London in the helicopter.
Yeah, that was neat.
He does say he flies in and out every game.
I tell you then, I think... what's her name? Rebecca Lowe is a lot better than the other guy they have. Steve, what's his name? The guy, Steve Stones? Whatever his name
is. Oh, no, I like him. I like him, yeah.
I think she's better, though. She adds more pop to the show. He's good because I think he's coming in as the second team, right?
Right.
Announcing team behind Arlo White and whoever the...
Graham Lasso.
I think he's good for live football coverage, but to be the, kind of the host person, she's a lot better. She adds that something to it. I think. Anyway, that's my opinion. Who cares?
Is that a question?
You're all just looking at me like, no, I really don't give a shit.
Craig said no questions.
No questions are fine. Here's what we've done. We've now created a couple of things. We've created the history on a particular team. Right. But it's short and brief. We've created a ref section where we're going to ask,
we're going to ask the ref.
Eric, what he thinks. So we need an additional...
A little structure, huh?
Yeah, we're getting structure now.
That's great.
And I think maybe an additional... You know what? I'm actually thinking of dropping the hooligan side because I think it's not... For me, it was great because I was a hooligan in the 80s. But I think who wants to know what the hooligan group is?
Well, I think it was it's history. It's part of the history. The way I see it, and I know we talked about this before, is it's not nearly as prevalent as it used to be, right? But there's still an element
of
it. It's
not there, but when I was growing up, when I was going to those games, I would stand outside in the rain in the boat waiting for those other fans to come. I can't believe I would do that because I'd rather have a beer with and talk about it. But the fact that I would wait outside just to punch someone because they supported another fucking team.
Yeah, that's not...
That's fucking dreadful, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
But it was part of the game, and you know what? To this day, when you have to look at some of the hooligan things that go on in England, they're all my fucking age. So it's all the people from the 80s that are fighting now. Oh, it really is. It looks... When you look at, if you look at, hooligans and Man United play Chelsea in 2014, and you look at the fight, you go, those guys are all in their 50s because that was what it was. We're all from 80s, That was the thing. I would much rather have a beer with people, except for a Man United fan, rather fucking kick the shit out of them.
I know, you actually behave yourself pretty well for a man. You see, it'd be coaches, it'd be like USC and UCLA.
Fighting before the game.
Sit. Well, yeah.
But,
but there's no way I could sit
Is the thing, is the thing, you don't have an American sport. You don't have 10,000 away fans sitting
do.
Right now.
You do too.
No, when you see...
Craig, I watch college football for about 20 years.
I'm not talking about college. I'm talking about...
Notre Dame.
Okay, so Raiders play San Diego.
What happens there?
Raiders play San Diego. What happens when there's a lot of mixed fans?
Well, that's Raiders, though. That's different.
No, they fight.
I know they do.
There's no way. When you look at the Eagles play, there's no way you see 10,000 fans. You see them intermingled.
Well, at the professional level, you're right. But
you
at the
don't
college
sing.
Level, you do. College level, you absolutely
do. Okay, you realize everyone's got a fucking degree. It's a different fucking level of people.
But
right?
Again, I don't know if you know. I mean, I'm a 49ers fan, but there's been quite a few episodes last year of 49ers fans beating the crap out of visiting teams.
Well, look
sports.
At the baseball
hold on, wait there. Here's the thing. You don't get 10,000 fans.
No.
From any, you don't get it like you do in
but
England.
But you don't get that now. I mean...
You get it in England.
No, you don't. For away supporters, they're
it's
lucky 4, to get
000.
2,500
to
4,000.
No, it's 10%. It's 10% of the ground.
Yeah, that's right. So that's not many.
But you don't get that here. You do not get the Rams play the Raiders. Okay, Rams play the Raiders. I remember the last game, Rams played the Raiders here. There was fighting in every fucking section. Yeah. Can you imagine a soccer team from Santa Ana playing a soccer team from LA and they were both in the league?
You're
going to get 20,000 Santa Ana fans going to the LA game because it's close. You don't get that here. You don't get... When Portsmouth play, is it Portsmouth they have the 69,000 or Seattle? Of the 69. How many of them are away fans?
No. Well, let's move along.
Why?
Because you made your point.
Okay, so.
And it's fair to say that on the fish and chips and the pie night at the Ship Inn, there's a 25% discount.
That's it doesn't right. mean you're going to. Well, let me tell you, it doesn't mean he's going to fucking spend anything, yeah. though, does it?
Well, I do want to take a look at what's happening at the bottom of the table. The relegation battle is
Aston
really interesting.
No, I can't believe Newcastle are there.
I know.
I cannot believe Newcastle
they
are there.
They hammered Swansea, right?
Yeah.
And then Sunderland took apart Norwich, right?
Yeah.
Norwich, not Norwich.
Norwich. I said
yeah,
Norwich.
But you remember Swansea also beat Chelsea last week.
Yeah. You know? So we're starting to see teams in the middle of the table that aren't that motivated, right, because they're safe and they're not in contention for any kind of, you know, European spot. So they're sort of starting to take the season off, and then they're running into these teams
just
that are do or die, right?
They're pleased to stay in the league this year because when the money comes in, they want to be part of it.
Because
and then it enrolls Newcastle or
Well, you know
Norwich.
What? Here's the saddest thing. Aston Villa, one of the greatest clubs, you know, that, and yet they're getting relegated. And it's like, how the fuck do you get relegated? You're given 120 million, if not more, at the beginning of the season. What the fuck have you done with that money?
Harry Kane Benteke. Has more goals than Aston Villa.
What's that?
They lost Benteke.
Their loss was our game, right?
A while to get that one. No, but that sure is interesting.
You know what? Aston Villa won't be up for a while.
No.
You don't think so?
Yeah,
no.
You know what? If you don't jump back in the first year, like Leeds, you're going to stay down here.
No,
Leeds, like you say, we always
look,
go
back. Look at Blackpool. They're down the bottom.
Yeah. Okay. What you don't realize about Blackpool, in the 100 years of the whole premiership or the season, they've probably been in the lower leagues 99 years of that, right? Leeds have been 99 years in the top flight. Mm. So, you know, you look at Leeds and you go, fucking hell, why are they? Nottingham Forest have won the European Cup. Twice. Yeah. Arsenal have never won a European Cup. Yet Nottingham Forest, who were in the second division, have been up and down for the last 20 years, probably 18 of those 20 years, they've been in that division.
You know, Jim, when you talk about the bottom.
Do you know the nickname for Nottingham Forest?
Robin Hood and the Merry Men.
Do you know it?
They knocked Liverpool. I went to the games. They
I
knocked
asked
Liverpool
you a
out
question.
Twice.
Do you know the nickname for Nottingham
Liverpool.
Forest?
Are you going to come up with some bullshit, you old cunt?
I don't know. I'm just asking you.
Hey, something worth noting on Sunderland and Newcastle, they're one game back. Norwich has 31 points. Sunderland has 30, and Newcastle has, 28? So they could easily pull Norwich down.
And Sunderland and Newcastle.
Norwich could easily drop down.
And Sunderland and Newcastle have a game in hand.
Right.
And then the next one above Crystal Palace is safe. So it's going to be three of those four.
Yeah, they're 8 points above.
None of them can get above Crystal Palace.
No.
No, exactly.
But Norwich could go down.
See to me.
So it's three between
Norwich, Sunderland, and Newcastle.
Newcastle and
Crystal Palace should go down.
They're having a terrible.
Newcastle should never
horrible.
Go down.
I don't I like Alan Pardew.
Here's the thing. Because he left Newcastle.
Do you know Crystal Palace's nickname?
This could be a loaded question.
No,
again.
Do you?
No.
I'm gonna chin that cunt. You know that.
Oh boy, the Eagles. They're the Eagles.
Yeah. Yeah,
Crystal right Palace now. Eagles.
Because the Eagles
there you go. Now you realize. That?
And they play their home games
you realize
in Philadelphia.
What Crystal Palace was.
The Crystal Palace.
It was the Crystal Palace. Yeah, you remember that was created, 200 years ago?
Yeah.
Created 200 years ago. You know what's funny is, like, it's like when you think of Madrid, right? Or Real Madrid, and how many teams they have. They're as big as London, but they don't have half the amount of teams that London has.
Talk about Madrid, the collapse of Barca in the last couple of weeks from being 12 points away from anyone else. Now they're level with Atletico Madrid.
Are
and
they
only
really?
One point
no
ahead
problem.
Of...
Really?
Oh, yeah. They've they've utterly
they just lost
collapsed.
Last week. They lost on Sunday.
Yeah.
What happened there? Did one of the big three get hurt or something?
Nope.
Or?
No.
No.
They're all up there.
They just lost it mentally, huh?
And they're at the Champions League as well. They got knocked out of that.
I do my walk every morning down Seal Beach, and there's a little called Roma Cafe, right?
What
and
are you walking at Seal Beach for when you live where you live?
Because I fucking want to walk in somewhere nice. Right, so I walk down and there's a little cafe called Cafe Roma, right? It's and the guy is an adamant fucking Barcelona fan, right? And he goes, oh, Liverpool is shit. So I walk past this morning, and went, where's your fucking Barcelona, you cunt?
Yeah, it's funny.
He's an Argentinian too.
That collapse is unbelievable how much they've dropped.
Wow.
You know what, going back, Suarez, he loved Liverpool, but he went to Barcelona, and he's done well. He's won a couple of trophies and all that. But I'd have him back in a heartbeat. Heart and soul, you know. Heart and soul.
Absolutely.
There's a couple of people that are heart and soul, and he's one of them. You know what? Milner is a heart and soul.
Oh, Milner is.
Fucking heart and soul. He don't have the skill of thingy, but he's heart and soul.
Do you know Milner's nickname?
No.
You Skippy. I think it's Skippy.
Skippy Ladoo.
The bush kangaroo.
Great, great. Well, it's time to wrap up the show. Before I do, I, as always, want to again reach out and recognize our sponsors, the Old Ship British Pub and Restaurant, with Brit Week coming up from the 23rd through the 29th. And then, of course, Security National Mortgage Corporation and Swagger Club CA.
Swagger Dave.
Let me
Swagger
finish it off.
Swagger Dave. We don't have our char leader today, but I don't trust Craig.
Oh, I'll finish it off really well.
All right, let's hear it.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up.
This has been the Liverpool
show. Don't be afraid of the dark.
It's the Two Yanks v. Brits Soccer Show.